flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And yes, that's my arch enemy, the beady-eyed bird. And I'll be hoping to put a couple of those in the freezer in the coming weeks. And hopefully you get a chance to get out and do some of that turkey hunting. Well, good luck to the participants in today's 75th annual. It's the oldest freshwater fishing competition in the nation. And it's taking place at New Orleans City Park. It's their rodeo. They're taking registrations right now. The fishing gets underway at 6:30 a.m., 7 a.m. for boats on the bayou. We'll talk a little bit more about that and how this fishing rodeo, which is in the park, could actually save your fishing Saturday today. And we'll also have the winner of last weekend's Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club Trout Challenge. He happens to be our paddling reporter, Brendan Bayard. He'll tell us how that went. Plus, we'll get live reports from all across the coast, where we have a staff of pros to be ready to help you find them. Also, we have the story of seven boys from three southern states. They got in a little bit of trouble in Illinois. I'll have the story, and we call it the Not-So-Magnificent Seven. And I got a question for you this morning. I've been cooking some fried seafood on Fridays and have experimented with air frying and traditional oil frying. Which is it that you prefer? Text your choice along with your fishing and turkey hunting reports, your questions, your comments into our studio text line, which is 504-260-1870. And finally, I have successfully arrived at the reason for the naming of the community in Plaquemines Parish known as Happy Jack. I sure hope the listener that's been asking about that is tuned in this morning. And we're glad you're tuned in. Got that coastal marine forecast for you. Looking a little rough. Small craft advisory up on the Gulf and the lakes till possibly later this afternoon. You're looking at northwest winds 15 to 20 with 4 to 6 foot seas this morning on the interior lakes and bays. North winds 10 to 20, little choppy conditions, but they will be subsiding later this afternoon, and much better fishing conditions wind-wise on tomorrow's forecast. Average tide range is only a half a foot. Not much chance of any rain. Mississippi River, she's sitting at 7.6 and steady. And we're rocking and ready to go. And we'll be back to kick it off with Robbie Campo's report. Got himself a turkey last weekend. We'll hear that story and a report on Shell Beach next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And it looks like the oil fryers for fried seafood has taken an early lead. What's your choice? Text it to me, 504-260-1870. Let's go down to Shell Beach and talk to Robbie Campo. Robbie, let's go back a week, man. You were talking to us from Florida, ready to get going on the Osceola turkey. And before I got off the air, I had a picture of you and a bird. One of y'all was dead, and I guess everybody can guess which one that was.
Well, you know, Don, I got lucky at 7:38 that morning. Nice Osceola came out, and I got to harvest him. And about 1:35 that day, I got another one. So I tagged out in Florida on that Saturday. So I drove back home on Sunday. So I wound up with two. I didn't send you the other picture, but I got it. And I didn't even have to get my camouflage to get the second one. He was in a horse field in a backyard, and I snuck around a barn and got him. So, it was an exciting hunt. It was fun, man. So I had a great time down there. I advise anybody, if you ever want to go do a Osceola hunt down there in Florida, call West Shore Outfitters. These people are just great, man. I've been hunting with them for 4 years now, and man, they take care of me every time I go down there. They're just a bunch of good guys to hunt with. So, yeah, if you ever want to go down there, West Shore Outfitters, look them up.
Yep.
I tell you, Don, as far as fishing goes down here, wasn't too shabby this week. It was pretty good fishing down here. You know, we had some windy days earlier in the week, and they still put a bunch of fish in a boat right up the ship channel here, going towards Violet, but on the north side of the channel by Stump Bayou and by Lincoln Canal, and you know, just fishing those points. It did pretty good. They caught a few redfish up in the lake over here around Proctor's Point, going around over all the way on the eastern shoreline. About midweek, we seen a bunch of redfish come in. Not real big redfish, but that 16 to 20 inches. A lot of them were 16, 17 inches. I think you're going to have a lot of complaining when this thing changes over to 18 to 27. But hey, I don't make the rules. We just got to live by them. But over in the Biloxi Marsh, they did really well this week. We're starting to see a few fish caught when the weather permits out by Comfort Island, by the Long Rocks. We've seen some fish caught by the Long Rocks. So that's telling me that things are, you know, really starting to happen. I think we're going to have one heck of a spring. One thing I did hear a lot of complaining about this week was trout that was 12 and a half inches long. So, you know, I didn't hear, you know, it was before it was the 11 and a half inch fish. Now it's the 12 and a half inch fish. So, you know, I heard a lot of people saying, yeah, well, you know, if they didn't change the limits, don't shoot that. We just got to abide by the rule. I don't make the rules. I wish it was still 12 inches. I can't change that. But, you know, a lot of fish are 12 and a half, 12 and three quarter inches. Those fish are going to be 13 inches right around, you know, around May, June. That's going to be your catcher. So, you know, just be patient. That's going to happen. So we're starting to see a lot of good things happen down here over on the south side of the Margo. Just flipping through the Facebook, looking at the dock shots. I see Captain Charlie Thomason and those guys with Bayou Charters over there. They did great. These guys, man, that's probably some of your best redfish fishermen in this area. These guys did really well over on the Delaco side over there. So, I think things are really starting to shape up. I don't think today is going to be all that great. I don't think we're going to have a bunch of people out due to this wind blowing. It's, you know, it was blowing 16, 17 miles an hour when I got here at 4 o'clock. It has kind of calmed down to, like, you know, it dropped a few miles an hour to 12. But nevertheless, it's out the northwest, Don, and I think it's going to ramp back up. They're saying, you know, anywhere from 20 to 25 today. I don't look for a whole bunch of people today. But, hey, if you are coming out, hook the left at the bridge and come and see us down by Campos. We got live setup. And we're just waiting on you to get here.
All right, good deal. Robbie, before you go, when you fry your fish, do you strictly oil or do you use an air fryer? And which do you prefer if you tried both?
Well, you know, we did fry turkey breast. I'm not gonna, I didn't do fish in it because we did a turkey breast and with the air fryer and frying it in regular oil. And I'm gonna tell you, it's kind of half, you know, it's six and one, half a dozen and the other. But I kind of lean more toward the grease, clogging the arteries. It does seem like it tastes a little bit better, Don. I think frying it in oil is a little bit better.
Well, each has its advantage. Air frying's a lot cleaner and quicker and healthier. But I think you're right. For the taste, I think you can't beat the oil. It gets it a whole lot crispier than an air frying does. Although, last night I did some speckled trout, and they came out pretty crispy. But, boy, I cranked it up on that air fryer and had a real high temperature and put the turbo on it, and it came out pretty good. But, yeah, I think the oil's going to win out, judging from the text I'm getting in. I think that's still number one.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the coconut oil is going to be your winner. I really do.
Robbie, thanks for the report. Congratulations on the double on Osceola's. Maybe I'll get to go with you next season, and maybe we can double up on some over there.
Yeah, we'll have to get together, Don. I'm telling you, it's a great hunt. You should do it at least one time. I'm telling you, it's a phenomenal place, and birds are a little expensive now, but I tell you, it's something to do.
Absolutely. All right, Rob, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, there he goes, Robbie Campo. All right, we got lots of text messages coming in. If you want to shoot us one, comments, questions, reports of fishing, if you made a hunt in Mississippi, want to know how you did, it's 504-260-1870. Are you in favor of air-frying seafood or the traditional oil frying? Let us know. We'll be right back after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, I mentioned that the New Orleans City Park 75th Annual Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival that's taking place today at New Orleans City Park might be a way to save your Saturday fishing trip. With these high winds we've got, if you don't want to go deal with that, they're taking registrations right now as we speak for the Big Bass Rodeo, the Battle for the Bass Student Competition, and also the Boats on the Bayou. The fishing begins at 6:30 for the Big Bass Rodeo till 11, and then for the Battle for the Bass Student, these are high school teams in competition. That's also 6:30 to 11. Now, the Boats on the Bayou is for the kayakers. That's from 7 a.m. to 10:30. And you got to be at the line at the weigh station before 10:30. If you're fishing Boats on the Bayou, the pre-registration fee is, it was $35, but today it'll be $40. For the students 13 and older, it's $20, and $10 for 12 and under. Then they have the Fishtival, which is kind of a Mardi Gras celebration. They've got a lot of free prizes and stuff going on there. That's from 9 to noon, and that will be by the Pops Bandstand by Café Du Monde. So it's a great event. It's been going on for 75 years. It's the oldest one in the nation. And believe it or not, there's some pretty good sizable bass that get pulled out of those lagoons in the park. So if you're not planning to fish because of the wind or for whatever reason and you want to make a quick fishing trip, you can go out there right now and get signed up till 11 a.m. is when the scales close for both the big bass and the battle for the students, and 10:30 for the kayakers. And we'll talk to Brendan Bayard a little bit more about that when we get our paddler's report coming on. All right, turkey hunters. Well, we got it opening up, in Mississippi. It's open, and I've been getting some nice pictures in of some gobblers being killed. One of our regular listeners, Toby, he's got two. He's headed out this morning. He says if he can hear the beady-eyed bird in this wind. There's a season limit of three in Mississippi. Alabama's got their season opening Monday. This coming Monday. That's strange to have it at zones 1 and 3, and it's open in other areas now. The youth hunt is going to be March 30th and 31st in some of those other areas. Now, Louisiana gets underway next weekend for the youth weekend. It'll be a three-day, March 29th, 30th, and 31st, and I'll be taking my grandnephew, Drew, out there again. He bagged his first turkey last year. I think he's going to be doing radio. All right, I mentioned that the New Orleans City Park 75th Annual Big Bass Rodeo and Fishtival that's taking place today at New Orleans City Park might be a way to save your Saturday fishing trip. With these high winds we've got, if you don't want to go deal with that, they're taking registrations right now as we speak for the Big Bass Rodeo, the Battle for the Bass Student Competition, and also the Boats on the Bayou. The fishing begins at 6:30 for the Big Bass Rodeo till 11, and then for the Battle for the Bass Student, these are high school teams in competition. That's also 6:30 to 11. Now, the Boats on the Bayou is for the kayakers. That's from 7 a.m. to 10:30, and you got to be at the line at the weigh station before 10:30. If you're fishing Boats on the Bayou, the pre-registration fee is, it was $35, but today it'll be $40. For the students 13 and older, it's $20 and $10 for 12 and under. Then they have the Fishtival, which is kind of a Mardi Gras celebration. They've got a lot of free prizes and stuff going on there. That's from 9 to noon, and that will be by the Pops Bandstand by Café Du Monde. So it's a great event. It's been going on for 75 years. It's the oldest one in the nation. And believe it or not, there's some pretty good sizable bass that get pulled out of those lagoons in the park. So if you're not planning to fish because of the wind or for whatever reason and you want to make a quick fishing trip, you can go out there right now and get signed up till 11 a.m. is when the scales close for both the big bass and the bass the battle for the students, and 10:30 for the kayakers. And we'll talk to Brendan Bayard a little bit more about that when we get our paddler's report coming on. All right, turkey hunters. Well, we got it opening up, in Mississippi. It's open, and I've been getting some nice pictures in of some gobblers being killed. One of our regular listeners, Toby, he's got two. He's headed out this morning. He says if he can hear the beady-eyed bird in this wind, there's a season limit of three in Mississippi. Alabama's got their season opening Monday. This coming Monday. That's strange to have it at zones 1 and 3, and it's open in other areas now. The youth hunt is going to be March 30th and 31st in some of those other areas. Now, Louisiana gets underway next weekend for the youth weekend. It'll be a three-day, March 29th, 30th, and 31st, and I'll be taking my grandnephew, Drew, out there again. He bagged his first turkey last year. I think he's going to be doing a radio show with me. He's got a real special announcement to tell you about, too, so I'll be looking forward to having Drew with us. And then the regular season in Louisiana opens April 6th, which I think is really late. And I know they do it intentionally to cut down on the harvest of gobblers, but if we need to limit the gobblers, let's do it during the time when they're gobbling, because we've missed some beautiful days and conditions for hunting turkeys here in Louisiana. Hopefully this weather will continue. All right, let's take a look at some of the text messages coming in. We're also asking you, when you fry your seafood, shrimp or fish or soft-shell crabs, do you use oil or air, or do you use both? Which is your favorite? All right, we got the Steel Man checking. He's at the Wrigley's this morning. Big Burr and he reunited yesterday after semi-mandatory two-month post-duck season separation. I don't want to get into that anymore. They hit some trout, some flounder, and a freshwater cat. To his dismay, the Steel Man outfished Big Burr with artificial, and he was using live shrimp. Happy hunting. All right, here's one from Texter 5657. Oil, oil, oil. Easy. And we have Captain Ross L. down at Cajun Fishing Adventures. He says, redfish, redfish, redfish. Even yesterday with the rain, they caught 10 in less than an hour. Got back in before we got too wet. They're going back at it today to go catching. I tell you, I'm getting so many good reports on redfish. When we talked to Captain Kirk Stansel, there's a run on redfish out in Lake Calcasieu over that way. I got another texter saying they're stacked up in the rig complexes in Chandelier Sound. But, you know, I think we're going to continue to see that what Robbie was talking about, an 18 to 26-inch slot, none over the top of the slot and none under, and they're going to reduce it to four fish, so we'll see. All right, again, that's Toby. He says he couldn't have had a better opening week of the Mississippi season. Yeah, he's already got two, and he's looking for his third this morning in all this wind, but I think the wind inland up in Mississippi is not going to be near as bad as it is along the coast. All right, we have the Backstrap Stacker checking in from Alabama. He says it's this time of the year. They're in Clark County. Hoping Mr. Tom cooperates, and the only way to fry is with oil. An air fryer is just a broiler. Okay, the Backstrap Stacker is no fan of air frying. And another one from Wilmer, Alabama, our buddy Wingbone, who came out and participated in our broadcast over at Scott's Marine in Alberta a couple weeks ago. He's hoping to get a turkey this season. I hope you do too, Wingbone. And here's one that says oil or air. Well, that's like Barks root beer in a glass bottle or plastic. Of course, oil and glass. Gotcha. All right, the Frog Lawyer is back again. He's at Boats on the Bayou. I hope the wind doesn't give you guys any trouble down there. And that's kind of a closed-in area. Should be okay to fish in Bayou St. John. All right, here's one from 3660. Oh, it's the Worm. He says, hot grease for me. Had to pull an all-nighter at work, but he's still there. We appreciate you listening each week, Worm. We got more texts coming in, and we got some more fishing reports ahead, so stick around. We're back right after these very important messages that you hear on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, it looks like so far a landslide for the oil versus the air fryers. Haven't got a single person prefers air frying over oil frying. How do you like it? 504-260-1870. Back to the text message. This one says, Don, when it comes to frying fish, peanut oil is the way to go. Like to give a shout out to Gus's Tackle in Slidell, who repaired his fishing reel. Great people and great prices on the tackle. All the best. That's from Big Man Bass. And yeah, Gus Maggiore over there in Slidell and Gus's Tackle, they do a great job on rod and reel repair. And good old down the home mom and pop tackle store. Congratulations to Gus. He's been around for many, many years over there in Slidell, and I've done business with him too. All right, here's one that says, after Uncle Joe, who I think is the guy that also goes by the name of Brandon, shuts down the peanut and vegetable oil industry is when I'll switch to an air fryer. Oil, baby, oil. That's from Jerry. All right, thank you, Jerry. And Texter 9966 says, pan fried in peanut oil in a black iron skillet. I guess that would be the ultimate of frying seafood. All right, how do you like it? Air fried, oil fried? 504-260-1870. We'll also love to have your reports on turkey hunting or fishing, and we'll be back to get some more of that. But first, a quick 10-second pause for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, and here's one from Texter 0313. Says, used to hunt the silos in St. Francisville, boarding Cat Island. Lots of everything. Deer, pig, ducks, and turkey. Yeah, that is still a remarkable place. It's up on the river north of Baton Rouge, St. Francisville. I did kill deer. I saw tons of turkey, never got a chance to go up there during turkey season. Didn't hunt any hogs or ducks, but we had some great squirrel hunts up there. What a beautiful place that is. A lot of hardwoods up there in St. Francisville. And then kind of a side note, I was actually called to be an expert witness in a lawsuit involving the silos. Too long of a story to tell here, but maybe one day we will. All right, here's a texter. Let's see. This is from, it's David Hubble, another Alabamian. He says he can't really weigh in on the comparisons. He's never had air-fried fish or any food. He considered buying one last year, but I really only do deep-fried food 6-8 times a year. I figured as infrequent as that, I might as well just stick with the known, tried, and true method of oil. Yeah, David, you're probably right. I got to tell you, though, the air fryer does have some good points. It's small, heats up extremely quickly. You don't have the mess and fuss of pouring oil, and what do you do with the oil when you're done? But it just leaves a little bit to be desired. But it's better than nothing, I guess. All right, here's one that says, release to the grease. That's from 9858. And here's one that says, Irish Coon asks, good morning, Don. We took a vote at the shop. And oil is the winner. We love your show as always. Have a great weekend, my friend. Yeah, oil is just, it's a landslide. It's going to look like the presidential election, I think, this year. All right, this one says, hot oil, Don, and leave a little skin on that trout, make him mow better, was my dad Junior's favorite way. That's from Big Mike on Bayou Liberty and the dialect that only Mike has. And here's one that says, pan-fried in bacon grease in an old black skillet. Yeah, that would kind of give that seafood a little bit of a smoky taste. Well, so far it's a landslide. Do we have any air fryer people out there that prefer air frying? Love to hear from you. All right, want to remind you, coming up 2 weeks from today, this will be Saturday morning, April 6th, we'll be doing this show from the Spring Fling again. This is at Marsh and Bayou. Boy, the last couple of years, great turnouts. Get to meet a lot of our listeners. It's Marsh and Bayou's retail store. You know them probably best for their monthly magazine, but they've got a retail store in Mandeville, and they pride themselves on a selection of tackle and baits that are really used for the local area. And they're going to have Chaz is going to be there with the Matrix Shad, doing some demonstrations. Blaine Salter, our freshwater field reporter. If you've never fished with a crappie pole, a jigging pole, he will be there to demonstrate. Tin Cup Whiskey's going to be back. We'll be sampling whiskey at 5 o'clock in the morning. Nothing bad could happen there. And we have a Scoozy, the new boat shoe, is going to be out there, their rep. And they always have food, drinks, and door prizes and deep discounts on rods and reels and a lot of other merchandise in the store. So come by and see us. That's going to be Saturday, April 6th. The show goes on from 5 to 7. They'll be opening the doors to the public early. Come by and grab a donut and a cup of coffee and say hello and enjoy the show in person. And then we'll be hanging around for a while. It goes on throughout the day Saturday. It's the Martian Bayou Spring Fling. All right, we come back after this. We're going to take a little trip out west and talk to the guy who goes where no man's gone before sometimes. We're talking about Captain Kirk from Hackberry Rod and Gun. Got a report from him next. You'll hear it right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk, Captain Kirk Stancil at Hackberry Rod and Gun. Captain Kirk, are you guys experiencing some of that wind that seems to be all across the coast this morning?
I'm sorry, ask that again?
The wind that's blowing pretty stiff across the coast. You getting any of that stuff?
Oh, well, yeah, we're getting some. It's not brutal yet. It's supposed to get that way today, though.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll die down a little bit by this afternoon. Boy, it looks like red fishing's been fantastic over there lately.
Well, the red fishing has been really good. The trout been hard to find, and you know, all the reds are in the marsh. And there's a lot of reds being caught up north also, you know, the Prion Lake, Lake Charles area. There's a lot of reds up there, up, like I say, Contraband Bayou, Bayou Den, and up and down the channel.
What about the size? If and when we go to that that bigger 18-inch slot size, is that going to affect the keeping of the redfish?
Well, you know, that's always going to be an effect. I mean, because you like right now it wouldn't be. I mean, these fish are falling in that 18 to 27-inch slot. But, you know, there's going to be time that's going to affect everybody because they're either going to be below that 18-inch or above that 27-inch. Mm. You know, you got different runs of fish at different times.
What's been the best tactic to catch those redfish if somebody's heading out there?
Live bait's been the best. I mean, if you want to know what the best thing is, they're under a popping cork. But like I said, most of the fish have been fairly shallow. But, you know, and you know, like up around Bayou Den, up that way, Contraband Bayou, Carolina rigging, you know, with a split shot, say, quarter ounce, 3/8 ounce, has been the way because they're a little bit deeper. But we are catching some on gulp and, you know, some artificial baits. But like you asked for the best, so I'll tell you, live shrimp is the best way to go.
usually is. As far as sight fishing, is the water clarity good enough to spot them if they're in that shallow water?
Not really. We're not seeing them push or anything right now. No, it's just these fish, they're scattered. They're not really bunched up in schools right now.
Mm-hmm. How's the flounder fishing been?
Hit and miss. They're coming in. And, I mean, they're around and some nice flounder. You know, we're catching some fish up there around 20, 21 inches. But, you know, you'll catch them here today, and tomorrow they won't be there. You know, they're coming and going. But the best tactic for them is, you know, the mouths of little bayous or canals and stuff where you have the water coming in. Well, mainly on incoming tide, but it's been the best. I mean, we're catching them on both tides, but incoming tide's been the best.
So what do you think is the deal on the speckled trout? Are they in transition, constantly moving, where they're hard to find right now?
They're hard to find for us right now. I mean, we're catching some. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there's some, but no big numbers. But I think it's a transition time, but we don't really have that. We've had some really low tides, and, you know, the water clarity's not really there for the trout yet.
Mm-hmm. And the size on those trout?
They're decent fish. They're running a lot of these fish are 15 up to 20 inches.
Yeah, that's good fish.
So right in that slot area.
You know, I think it was a picture I saw from your place where someone caught a striped bass. Was that
Yeah,
a
that
plan?
Was yesterday.
Yesterday?
Yeah, it happened. Yeah.
And that was a pretty good-sized striper. Is that common, Dan?
Yeah, he was. No, it's not common at all. But it was a decent fish. It sure was. You know, we actually have a stringer mount in our lodge with some nice trout with a nice striper on it that was caught down here.
Yeah, I've seen it. That's a very impressive stringer. I know you get a lot of comments on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and all those fish were caught on the same trip, I understand, too.
No, those weren't. No, we put that together. I wish it would have been.
Yeah. So what was the deal on the stripe? Were they fishing redfish and just caught it as bycatch on a live shrimp?
Redfish caught them on a live shrimp, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I bet there's a lot more of those there that never get caught because that fish, you know, it travels from the rivers. It's kind of like a salmon. It goes into brackish and fresh and kind of back and forth, you know.
Yeah, you know, it's a saltwater fish. You know, they were introduced to freshwater.
Right.
And they'll come back and forth up the rivers. Actually, they were stocked in the Calcasieu River, and I'm guessing that's where that fish came from.
Yeah, absolutely. What other kind of strange fish has popped up down there?
Oh my goodness. it's been a long time, but Guy caught a tarpon, which is real uncommon for our area. You know, there used to be tarpon, a lot of tarpon here back up to the 60s, and now they're not here anymore. But, yeah, I guess that'd be a strange occurrence here.
You know, you would think with the amount of salt water that has encroached and moved further north into our marshes and interior lakes that you'd see a lot more of those type of fish, you know, than you did. But it seemed like there were more of them in the past. I know they used to have a tarpon rodeo in Madisonville, Louisiana.
Right.
They used to come into Lake Pontchartrain, and they hardly do anymore. But you would think there'd be more of them because it's saltier water. The salinity levels are higher.
Well, the salinity is a level, but, you know, they had all these rodeos and tournaments and stuff before we had industry. I think that has a lot to do with it.
Could be a key. Certainly could.
Yeah.
Well, Kirk, if somebody wants to come down there and have fun with you guys and catch some redfish and some trout and maybe a flounder and a striped bass, tell them how to go.
Yeah. Well, that's easy. We have a toll-free number, 888-762-3391. Our website's hackberryrodandgun.com.
All right. All very neat and in place. And we appreciate your reports all the time, Kirk.
No problem. Always good giving you a report. You have a great show, Jeff. Don.
Thank you. Y'all have a great breakfast down there at the lodge.
Oh, we will. Okay.
I know you will. All right. There it goes. Captain Kirk, great folks. Guy, his brother, and Bobby, the Stancil boys, do a great job down there. All right. We come back after this. We're going to get to some of your text messages. Let me get one real quick here. The Frog Lawyer is the 3-time reigning Boats on the Bayou champ. He's going down today. That's from J.J. Van Dam. All right, Frog Lawyer, you got a challenge. Also, our friend Captain Eric, a.k.a. Raccoon Feet, he's down there at Boats on the Bayou. He says it looks like they're going to have a good turnout. It's a little windy, but definitely fishable. He'll have a full report for us when he reports next week. LSU Andy's checking in from North Carolina. He says, fry those catfish in oil. All right, oil's a big winner. What do you like? 504-260-1870. Air fry or oil fry? We're back with Captain Darrell Carpenter's report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And let's get a report on the Leeville Grand Isle area. We do that with Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's the operator of reelscreamers.com. Captain Darrell, will the reels be screaming today, or is the wind going to prevent that?
Nah, Don, that wind woke me up an hour early this morning. It's blowing real hard out of the northwest this morning.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess the best thing to do is talk about what you do after a front passes through.
Well, Don, you know, what I plan to talk about this morning is the fact that, you know, for the last, 2-3 weeks, we've been doing really good on our trout trips. I mean, most days with these reduced limits, we've been catching limits of fish. This week it changed a little bit. We still caught limits of fish, but instead of keeping everything we caught, we ran into a bunch of knotheads and a bunch of throwback small fish mixed in with them. And coincidentally, that same day, the boats that stayed close to Grand Isle smoked them. I mean, just tore the fish up on the beach areas. So that tells you right there that in the last week, those fish have started to make their move to the coast now. That plus the fact that the ones we're cleaning now are starting to show egg sacs. So, you know, we've made the move, and as soon as this weather calms down and you know, we get, I mean, this moon is happening. So, I mean, it's on now. I mean, our summer pattern has hit, and it will be here, you know, at least through May and June. Up until, you know, or whenever the weather lets us get to them. But the trout have moved to the coast, and it's, man, I mean, they're running nice, really nice on size. And from what we're seeing on the small ones that just started showing up, it looks like we've had a good spawn, too. So, you know, I mean, it's, what can you say? If you don't have your reels, your rods and reels dusted off, if you don't have the bearings greased on the boat yet, you better get them there because it's fixing to bust loose here in the next week.
Darrell, you know, we got sheephead, we got hardheads, and you mentioned knotheads. For people not familiar what a knothead is, what do you classify as a knothead?
Well, you used to classify that knothead anything under 12 inches, but I guess now it's anything under 13.
Knotheads are growing up. Yeah, they're getting bigger. Yep, knotheads. That was
grandma's. That was grandma's old thing. It just carried over, you know. But yeah, we were catching a bunch of the little knotheads.
Daryl, we got a little discussion going on, and oil frying is winning in a landslide, although I think I just got a vote for air fryers. But when you're frying your fish, you use a good old oil, regular vegetable oil, peanut oil, or I know you're an oil guy. You're not a big on air frying, are you?
I can be very opinionated on some things, and if you ask me, the only place that fried food and air fryer have the place in the same sentence is if you're reheating leftover fried food. Other than that, it's got to be in that oil.
Yeah. And do you prefer peanut oil? A lot of people do because you can. It has a high tolerance for higher temperatures. You can get the grease hotter.
Yeah, peanut oil's got a higher smoke point. As long as you watch your temperature, you know, any good vegetable oil, any good quality oil, it's just, you know, there's a few restaurants around here that I tell people all the time, just walk in and take a nice deep breath, and if you smell burnt oil, don't order fried food.
Absolutely. Or oil that different things have been fried in. You know, a lot of people mix their seafood with French fries and cook everything in the same oil, and it all kind of has the same taste, and sometimes it's not very good.
Oh, Don, and look, something else, too, that's been slipping my mind the last few weeks that we talked. Just to put the word out there, I hadn't seen any press on it, but the Leeville Public Fishing Pier has been rebuilt, and it's in use, and I've seen people on it a lot. And I'm, just for the life of me, I've been forgetting to mention it the last few weeks.
Oh, I got to stop then and check it out. I tell you what, they've done a great job in restoring that area in Leeville.
Yeah, and they're doing a whole lot more now. I don't know if it's connected with the bridge expansion coming through, mm-hmm. but they have a whole lot of dredges and a whole lot of steam, you know, backhoes or track hoes and all in there. They're rebuilding a lot of terraces and a lot of marsh just north of Leeville. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't done any looking into it to see, but I would assume it's connected to the bridge project that's coming through.
Is there any fee on that pier, or is it free?
No, it's free. It's free. It's a public pier done by Lafourche Parish. Great, great spot to catch bull reds. It's right there on the edge of that deep channel. It's a really good spot to catch bull reds. There's some trout and all caught there, and especially in the fall and the winter, it is a very good white trout hole.
Yeah, have to check it out. Good information, Daryl. Love to tell people about new things happening. Leeville Public Pier should be a destination for somebody this spring or summer. Daryl, if people want to get you, you know, we got you on my Facebook page and on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. There's a link to yours. Give them your site and the direct phone number if they want to give you a call.
Yeah, they can find a lot of the information on the net at RealScreamers.com or just pick up the phone, and that's 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, go get some oil and enjoy some fish, and then when the wind dries down, go get some more.
Thank you very much, sir. You have a good day.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Daryl Carpenter. All right, coming up after the top of the hour, I think we're going to hear from the beady-eyed bird again, huh? How would y'all like to hear that? I tell you what, it fires me up getting a challenge from a little beady-eyed bird like that. Kind of gets me pumped up for the season. Maybe do the same for you. We're also going to hear from Captain Mike Gallo, born on the bayou. Brendan Bayard, he was the winner of last weekend's Trout Challenge. We were talking to him from the boat the last time he was on, and he was talking about going down there. He won it all. We'll get him to tell you how he did it. Ryan Lambert joins us to talk about down-the-river fishing, and going to give you a little bit of a hint of what's coming up on a new Bayou Wild episode of Tigers in the Wild. Stick around. We're back after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.